This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, good morning to you. We were talking on the side and didn't hit the top of the show,
time
but that's okay.
Time to
I
talk
guess we
got to
talk
real.
To everybody else,
yeah.
Right?
This is what happens when we get a new face in the room for a couple days.
Oh, yes. Didn't Pitt play Ole Miss in a bowl game once, not too long ago? I seem to remember that. One of those.
Like maybe 10 years ago? 5-10 years ago?
Well, yeah, that Moncrief would have played in. I don't know. Who knows? That's what
we'll
we were talking
about.
We'll
dig into it.
I think you're right on that.
One of those Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock specials.
Was it one of the BBVA Compass
yes,
an Independence Bowl or something?
Yeah. No, like a BBVA Compass Bowl. Anyway, you could text us. Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates remind you to text responsibly. And why we bring that up is Dante Moncrief from Ole Miss, the University of Mississippi, is on his way to Pittsburgh. Being reported, the Steelers got their man, or at least one of the guys. 2-year contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers, according to Adam Schefter of ESPN, a free agent wide receiver, Dante Moncrief. The good part, he's 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's caught 48 passes for 668 yards, 3 touchdowns last year with the Jacksonville Jaguars, played his first 4 seasons, as you know, with the Indianapolis Colts. I think that's where most people identify him. That's the good part. The bad part is he is for sure a number 3, maybe a number 2 at
yeah.
best, but more than likely a number 3 guy. This isn't a stamp home, this guy changes your offense kind of guy. The other bad part is he's 6'2 at best. He's not necessarily this big, long guy. He's another inside guy. I don't know how much he's going to change the course of things, and he's not an enormous burner.
Right.
He is a guy that is a solid receiver. That being said, it's better to accrue some talent to get some guys on your team. It's not that big splash. And the other thing, too, I don't think it changes your draft, the way you go about the draft.
No.
You still look to draft a receiver that's a playmaker that can do things and change
things. You outlined some of the numbers. He was a 4-4 guy when he came out at Ole Miss at the Combine. So there's speed there, but we haven't really seen it used all that much. Last couple of years because he was with Blake Bortles, and before that, the amalgamation of quarterbacks they had in Indy when Andrew Luck was out. So he's a guy who's made much, much better by the quarterback that he plays with. You hope Ben Roethlisberger can bring some of the best out of Dante Moncrief. And it strikes me as the kind of signing that, like you said, he's not a locked-in number 2 wide receiver. I don't think he's the X that lines up on the opposite side from Juju and draws, you know, gets the coverage to roll over to keep the coverage away from Juju. But what he will do, I think, if nothing else, is be there to push James Washington for that number 2 spot. If they don't get a bona fide number 2 in the draft, these guys will battle it out. It pushes James Washington to be better, I think, is another big part of this signing.
I agree with you. I think this gives somebody who is near his age, not somebody who's 35 years old, not somebody who's at the downside of his career, not DHB or someone like mm-hmm. that. And I'm not knocking DHB at all, but it gives somebody who's 25 years old, James Washington, to look at and say, you were in college not that long ago. You're not that far from my age. Here's a running buddy for him.
Right.
And I think that's what this signing does more than anything. And also a drill mate with James Washington. Is this the number 2 guy? Is that the number 2 guy? We're going to get number 2 reps. We're going to split number 2 reps. I don't think that that's a bad thing in terms of competition for that number 2,
yes.
3 receiver spot.
And a guy who I would think can work either. They love to have flexibility in the receivers, whether it be their number 1 guy, whether it be 2, 3, whoever. They want a guy who can, much like AB would do, can line up in the slot, can line up on the outside. There's a lot of flexibility, a lot of movement as far as where guys line up in Randy Feuchner's offense. That's the way Ben likes it, so therefore that's the way Coach Randy likes it. They want a guy who can line up in the slot and run a 5-yard out or a little crossing pattern. They also want a guy who can get deep and get open. We'll see, again, how that plays out with Roethlisberger this year. But for the time being, it's a guy who adds some depth to the wide receiver
right.
core,
which
they need.
In his second year, he caught like 65 balls, and he caught 6 or 7 touchdowns.
And that was
and it
with
felt
Luck.
Like he was on the come up with Luck, and then the injuries with Luck, the things that happened with the Indianapolis offense.
He ends up in Jacksonville for a year.
Right. I mean, well, that was after a couple years in Indianapolis, right. but one of them without Luck. It was a weird situation with him in Indianapolis that he was a rising star and then sort of fell off some. How much do you attribute to the quarterback? How much do you attribute to him? How much do you attribute to other guys kind of jumping over him? That remains to be seen. But I think whenever you have a guy like that and the financials were not released, it's just, or at least Schefter did not report them. He just reported what the term was, and it's 2 years. But that's kind of run of the mill and what you get for someone now. That being said, you take a flyer on a guy like this to hope that you can pull the best out of him.
Well, and given the cap space that they have, which is minimal to none until they restructure Ben's contract with the final year left, which we'll get into later and we imagine is coming down the pike by the end of the week, until they do that, they're very limited on cap space. They just gave Anthony Ciccolo $4 million a year. So things are tight as far as getting underneath the cap. And Moncrief is the kind of guy you get. He's also the kind of guy that strikes me just because he isn't a premier number one wide receiver who's going to walk into the room and expect to command a certain amount of anything, whether it be a certain amount of respect, a certain amount of targets, a certain amount of this, a certain amount of that. He's not going to make waves in the room.
What it also does, too, Juju now can play a little more in the slot if he wants to bounce inside some. You have Washington on the edge. And the Steelers now, they still go about their draft kind of the same way, but if that receiver isn't there in the second round that you really want, you can maybe wait till the third round if you want to go ahead and double barrel an inside linebacker move.
Yeah, this
or
is,
if you want to go ahead and get somebody else on defense and grab another corner, go ahead.
This is going to be a lot similar this year, I think, to what it was, what, 2-3 years ago before Juju was drafted, when you had AB and then a bunch of other guys in your receiving core. And not that Dante Moncrief is just another guy, but he, James Washington, whoever they draft, are going to be that second tier of target receivers.
Seven dogs,
behind
one
Juju.
Bone.
Yes, exactly. So, as long as they don't form a Young Money crew, we're all right.
Okay, with Moncrief, with bringing Dante Moncrief into the mix, it's a 25-year-old guy. It helps them, or at least it should help them, straight away. I think that maybe what this will do, and I don't know what the status of Eli Rogers is going to be, if they're going to bring him back, how that's going to work out. But with James Washington, with the other receivers that they're going to have on the in the fold, I think this could make for a really interesting St. Vincent. You know, because what you have is you have Juju, right? And Juju is what Juju is. Juju's got a job. It is what it is. James Washington has a job, right? It is what it is. But you have, don't forget, Ryan Switzer, right? Eli Rogers, if he's going to be in. James Washington. Now Moncrief. This is a level of, I would hope, and whoever they draft, of uncomfortability, and there's no true incumbents outside of Juju.
There's a lot of competition. There's going to be a push for James Washington to prove that he's comfortable in this offense. After struggling to get comfortable in it for the first half of the year last year, James Washington, this is your chance, okay? And Dante Moncrief is going to push you for that opportunity. So you'll have the battle for number two, right? And then whoever isn't getting the number two reps will be your number three, and also getting pushed by all those guys you just named behind them, whether it's Switzer, whether it's, you know, as you said, Eli Rogers coming back, whether it's Justin Hunter coming back, whatever it may be, you're going to have, you've got diversity in this offense. We didn't even mention Vance McDonald at the tight end spot. And we talked about it multiple times throughout the season last fall. This offense, at times, looks more consistent when they've got a diverse set of weapons, rather than when you look back a couple years ago, were they explosive with Brown and Bell at the core of the offense? Certainly they were. And they're not better offensively with the subtraction of those guys, but it does give Ben Roethlisberger a wealth of options to spread the ball out to.
I'm just interested to see what Ben does in terms of spreading the ball out, not necessarily pass run breakdown, but spreading the ball out with in terms of receivers.
Well,
I have a feeling this might be a real heavy Juju year. Like he might become a volume catcher.
Absolutely.
I mean, this may be a target Juju 18 times a game kind of thing.
He's going to have an AB kind of numbers
year.
He's
just going to have to be. And there are times I don't know if that's going to be a good thing or a bad thing. I think it's just going to be predicated on he's the best guy, and it might be far and above. You know, bless Switzer and what he does, but he's more of a of a gimmicky kind of guy.
He's a fourth wide receiver slot guy.
Well, yeah. And I think that he works well in a gimmick situation. You put him in the backfield, you scare the hell out of people, you go and you offset him off the tight end sometimes, you just do crazy stuff with him. That, to me, is his best role. But I think if Juju becomes a volume receiver, it's a lot of times not a bad thing, but I don't want him to get overworked.
Well, what's most important here, I think, is that whether it be James Washington, Dante Moncrief, whoever they may draft, and whether it be the second, third, fourth round, some combination of those two or three guys is going to have to provide a threat to the back end of the defense in order to keep coverages from rolling down and doubling down on Juju.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.